Welcome to the Occult London Podcast. This is a new podcast dedicated to exploring magic, mysticism, the Kabbalah, as well as other topics. This is the second episode of a new series exploring the symbolism and mysteries of the tarot in relation to the Western mystery tradition. Each episode, we'll be looking at a different tarot card. These are meant to be short introductions, so will not be an exhausting examination of them, but really a taster to get you started and thinking. If you like the podcast, please make sure to visit our website at www.occultlondon.co.uk, where you can subscribe to the show. You can also find us on YouTube at Occult London Podcast. In this second episode, we will be examining the tarot card of the Magician, which is the 12th path on the Tree of Life and the path of Beth, which means house. The name of God is Elohim Zabaoth. And we will go through some of the key attributions from Greer's excellent book, Paths of Wisdom. The astrological correspondence for this path is Mercury. The esoteric title is the Magus of Power. The path text is, the 12th path is the intelligence of transparency, because it is that species of greatness called visionary, which is named the place whence issues the vision of those seeing in apparitions. The mythological principle is the creation of the world, and the experience of the path is the vision of creation, the emergence of form from formlessness, visions of past, present and future, the experience of Adam Kadmon. Entities of the path, Greer puts down as many formed or shape-shifting beings, and the magical image is an arch of bright yellow bearing the letter Beth in brilliant white on its keystone. The colours in Absolute is yellow, in Bria is purple, in Yetzira is grey, and Isaiah is indigo flecked with violet. So we move on to kind of a general discussion of the key correspondences of this path now. So this path is one of the most complicated paths on the tree to master, as it leads to Keter, which is the source of the absolutes. Therefore, these paths operate at a very much abstract level. The path connects the absolute Keter with the formative aspects of the Great Mother, represented by Bina, which is the beginnings of all form on the Tree of Life. And in this sense, we have the idea of the great artist's mind creating this huge force in his mind, which is then driven out into form. This is relevant in the sense of the aim of magic being the art and science of making changes in consciousness in accordance with will. The Magician is the great artist who draws force from the great unmanifest and makes it manifest in the material world. And this is why also the Magician is often shown with one arm above and one arm below, symbolising the concept of as above, so below. The Magician acts as a conduit of power and gives form to the unmanifest forces flowing through him. He clothes them in the forms created in his mind and in the world and gives a house to the divine forces. And this is obviously very relevant in the idea of Beth, which means house. Also, we can talk about the Sefer Yetzirah when it says the following here. The 12th path is the intelligence of transparency, because it is that species of greatness called visionary, which is named the place whence issues the vision of those seeing in apparitions. The phrase whence issues the vision, I think, is important here, as it describes the act of concentration and focus that the Magician must develop in order to control the elements both in himself but also external. As above, so below. As within, so without. This also links with the idea of the planet of Mercury, which rules this card as being a messenger within realms. So we as magicians are act as psychopomps, really. So we travel between the worlds and also see the forces behind the forms. And this is what Gareth Knight describes as the form no longer conceals the luminous image of the creator, but reveals it. And I'll say that again. The form no longer conceals the luminous image of the creator, but reveals it. So it's that idea of looking and seeing at different levels, and we can see all different levels at once. And also the idea that all of the different levels of creation and the four worlds are all holy because they're all different veils. And one is just an outer mask concealing another level and another level and another level. But none of them are bad. And they're all part of this great master plan. So thus we can kind of see the magician as being one who kind of seeks the highest spiritual knowledge, but is also working in the lower worlds. Dolores Ashcroft Noichi also talks about the magician as follows. It looks glamorous, the idea of being a magician, but in fact it is a tough, sometimes heartbreaking discipline that lasts for the rest of your life. The hardest thing for the aspiring magician to accept is the fact that the path of the hearthfire is as important as the more glamorous studies. The earth side of yourself must be very stable and well realised before it is safe to go off onto other paths. The best magicians are those that give the hearthfire its just dues. Moving on to the Hebrew letter for the path. So this is obviously Beth, which means house. Chick and Sandra Cicero mentioned this about this, which I thought was worth sharing. This indicates that the 12th path is one of containment, sanctuary, or a place of being within. It is the dwelling place of the divine. Our bodies can be considered as houses for our spirits, and Gareth Knight puts this well when he says the following. The aim of initiation or evolution is the building of a house fit for the spirit to dwell in. And when this is achieved in physical reality in earth, then do we have, with all the houses of all the spirits built four square on sure foundations and finely furbished, the city of New Jerusalem descended from heaven to earth. So if we look at the image of the magician, he is highly focused in bringing force down from above into the earth. He's using his concentration and mind to literally create the world around him through the four elements represented by the magical tools in front of him. He has mastered himself, his mind and his thoughts, and is able to transcend the elements. Before we finish, I wanted to just quickly talk about the gods and goddesses of this path. A lot, obviously, it being the path of the magician, you would have any magician gods placed here. So Thoth, Hermes, Mercury, also from the Celtic tradition, you could look at Lu and Heimdall. I'm not sure that I'm pronouncing that right. So apologies for any aficionados of the Norse mythology there. Heimdall is a very good one, as his relation to his skills in concentration are pretty relevant when he says, he requires less sleep than a bird. His eyesight is so keen that he can see for hundreds of miles by day or by night. And his hearing is so acute that he can hear grass growing on the ground and wool growing on sheep. As magicians, we really should try and develop our concentration and skills so that we can control our minds. Because when we can control our minds, we begin to control the limitations on us and upon others set by the elements. And so begin to move into other realms. That's all we've got time for now. Thanks very much for joining us on the Occult London podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. please make sure to visit our website at www.occultlondon.co.uk, where you can subscribe to the show. And I hope you all have a great evening. Thank you very much.